when this point says, ها أنتم هؤلاء تدعون لتنفقوا في سبيل الله فمنكم من يبخل ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are you the ones that are being called to give their wealth fi sabilillah? Are you the ones that are being called to give your wealth fi sabilillah? And from among you are some people who are stingy or stingy and greedy at the same time. Stingy in the sense that he doesn't want to give to anyone else, and greedy in the sense that he wants everything to be for himself. And whoever is stingy, then it's only for him, only against his own self. And Allah is al-ghani, and Allah is the independent, or the one who has everything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in many verses, لِلَّهِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. And Allah is the owner of the heavens and the earth. Or Allah is the owner of all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you are the poor, and you are the fuqara, and you are the one who is in need. And if you turn away, then Allah would replace you with someone else, and then those people won't be like you. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is showing us, like He showed us in the verse before it, that Allah is al-ghani, and that Allah is in need of nothing, and that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, He puts it in the context to show that don't think if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with your wealth, that you should be stingy with it or to be greedy with it so as to be independent, so as to think that you are not in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He blessed you with riches or with wealth. And these are the people who usually think that they're independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they think that they're wealthy. Anything I want, I can buy it. Anything I want, I can have it. Because money buys everything. And this is the way that the wealthy people think. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is giving them a lesson. And in America, most of us are considered, if we compare ourselves to the rest of the world, we're considered among the wealthy. And the wealthy are the people who are going to be tested, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, are you the ones that are called to give fi sabilillah? And from among you is the ones who are stingy. And whoever is stingy, he's only stingy against his own self. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to give from our wealth in order to maintain the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to provide or to give to the poor, in order to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever is stingy with his wealth, he's only stingy against his own self. Because Allah is not in need of his wealth. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is not in need of our wealth. If we give our wealth fi sabilillah, then it's going to benefit us. And if we don't give our wealth fi sabilillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just take us and replace people who won't be like us. People who will really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People who will really give fi sabilillah in order to help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to answer His call to what He is calling to calling us to in His Quran, if we don't answer Allah's calls, Allah is in need of us to answer His call. Because it's only against ourselves, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in the first place replace us with people who will be better than us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can destroy us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that we are in need of Allah, and Allah is independent from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the same thing in Suratul Layl. As he says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. And as for the one who is stingy and thinks that he is independent and lies to Al-Husna and disbelieves in Al-Husna, and Al-Husna is Jannah, or Al-Husna is La ilaha illallah, then we will make it easy for him to lead the path of Al-Usra, or the path to the hellfire. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that the one who is stingy and the one who thinks that his wealth makes him independent and not in need of anyone, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will make it easy for him the path of destruction. If we think our money is ours, to do what we like and to be stingy and to be greedy, gathering the wealth in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make it easy for us the path of destruction, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his safety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalla innal insana la yatagha arra'ahu staghna inna ila rabbika arruja'a. In the first surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to humanity, Suratul Alaq, he says, the first verse that surah that he revealed to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, rather humanity is oppressive or transgresses the bounds because he thinks that he is independently wealthy. Indeed, to your Lord is the return. Indeed, to your Lord is the return. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's trying to humble humanity by telling us that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he takes our souls. And that this wealth that we acquire in this world doesn't make us independent from meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because to the end is to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our wealth that he blesses us with in this world, if we use it for his sake, for his deen, then we will be among the people who will be blessed in the hereafter. And if we use this wealth to just hoard it up and think that it's going to make us live forever, as some people think, they think they can buy the best vitamins and herbs and go to the best doctors and that it will help them live forever. And this is what some of the people preach, that watch how you eat so that you can live to be so long, as if living to be so long is success. Success is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dying on this deen of Islam. And if we think that this wealth is our success, as the people have taught us in this society, that the richer you are, the more successful you are, then wait until your abode or to your destiny befalls you and you return to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghani and you are al-fuqara. Allah is ghani, the independent, and you are the poor, because you're going to see on yawm al-qiyamah how much need you are in of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-ghani and we are the fuqara. We are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the point that Abu al-Hasan al-Ashari rahimahullah is saying when he says, and we are not independent of Allah. As he's teaching us, our belief is to humble ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to realize our need of our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala in this life and in the life to come, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in many verses in the Quran. And we are not able to go outside of Allah azza wa jal's knowledge. And this is the point, and he's mentioning this again, this is the point that we were covering in the last 2 weeks, that no one is able to go outside of Allah Azza wa Jal's knowledge, meaning Allah has already decreed everything. As we were bringing the ayat in the hadith, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Qamar, Inna kulla shay'in khalaqanahu bi qadar. Indeed, everything we have created in qadar, by predestination or divine decree, and that nothing is going to take place outside of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has knowledge of everything that's going to take place up until Yawmul Qiyamah. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in the authentic hadith, where he said that the first thing that Allah created was the pen, and he told the pen to write, and the pen said, what should I write, O my Lord? And Allah said, write everything that is going to take place until Yawmul Qiyamah. These things that were written down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has knowledge of it. And this is the point that Abu al-Hasan al-Ashari rahimahullah is repeating when he says, and we are not able to go outside of Allah azza wa jal's knowledge. Meaning no one is able to do anything or to make anything happen except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew that that thing would take place, or that he would let it take place subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these points that Abu al-Hasan al-Ashari rahimahullah, they're all points to humble us. as no one should think that he can be a sinner and get away with it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of all things. And sometimes as we were taught, we're coming up, that so long as no one catches you, then you're all right. So long as no one catches you, then you're okay. And we think that because we can get away from the people, sometimes we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't going to catch us. We think, as unfortunately some of the people are thinking, as the sisters have been saying these days, that the brothers treat them so unkindly in the houses. And then they come to the masjid as if they're Mr. Taqwa, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know. And the sisters are complaining, and they've been complaining a lot lately. Brother, fear Allah. Allah bears witness to what you did to me inside the house. And some of the brothers, I think that they think because we're unaware, the community is unaware of what you do, that you're over. And you think that you come to the masjid and the brothers are looking up to you as if you're really somebody. And sometimes if you get away so much, you think that no one can catch you. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all things, and no one's going to do something outside of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nowhere you can go to be a sinner where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't know what you did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold us accountable for what we do. And this is what Abu al-Hasan al-Ashari rahimahullah, he's trying to make clear to us in our belief. To keep us on the Siratul Mustaqeem, to keep us in fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we do that which we have been commanded and we stay away from that which we have been prohibited. And the more we remind ourselves, as we were mentioning in the beginning, the more that we remind ourselves of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more our iman is increased, and the better we practice this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can imagine the level of iman, or the level of the deeds of the person who knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that he does. You can imagine how a person acts in secret when he knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Sami'un Alim. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all knowledge and he hears. You know that even if we are in secret and no one is around, we are inclined to say La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha ghayruh. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wallahu akbar wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give charity when no one is looking at us. To make salat when no one sees us. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when the people don't see us. Because we know Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is aware of us. And just as we are afraid to commit the sin when the people are looking, we should be afraid to commit the sin when the people aren't looking. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Alaq, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Doesn't he know that Allah sees? And this is what we need to drink. This is what we need to think about. As we hear that some people have been tested with the sins, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us of our sins. Can you imagine a brother just coming into the masjid right now saying, Salaamu alaikum, how's everybody doing? And pull out a bottle of whiskey and start drinking it and sit down right there. You would imagine how afraid he would be to do that. Then why would he do that in secret when Allah sees him? We can't do nothing to him. Especially nowadays, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Muslims weak. If someone is drinking, what can we do to him? What can we do to him? Nothing. So why is he afraid of us, and he's not afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can hold him accountable for what he does? When brothers slap women in the faces. Can you imagine a brother bringing his wife to the masjid on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, and all of the believers are out there, and he's shouting at her, you no good, dirty, slap her in the face. And everybody's looking. He would be afraid to do that in front of the people. Then why isn't he afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why isn't he afraid when he knows that Allah sees what he does? Because he doesn't remind himself of his belief. That Abu al-Hasan al-Ashari rahimahullah is reminding us of, and we are not able to go outside of Allah Azza wa Jal's knowledge. Then no one is going to practice something and have it his practice to be free from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's dark in here, no one can see what I'm doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees all things. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to overlook our faults. And there is no Khaliq except Allah. And there is no Khaliq, and this is one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it means that He is the Creator. And there is no Creator except Allah. And certainly the deeds of the slaves of Allah are created and predetermined by Allah, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah has created you and what you do. Here Allah subhanahu, here Abu al-Hasan al-Ashari rahimahullah, he's showing us that Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the creator of everything. And this is a point of our belief, that Allah is the creator of everything and that there is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentions this in many verses in the Quran, as he says in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 102, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَعْبُدُوهُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَكِيلٌ. And that is your Lord, Allah. No God has the right to be worshipped except Him. He is the creator of everything, so worship Him. And He is the wakil over all things. And He is the guardian over all things. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the reason that He mentions that He is the creator of everything. Not so that you can say, I believe in a higher power, I believe in a creator, all of this didn't take place by chance, but that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no one denies that Allah is the creator. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in a few verses, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. If you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah. And even if they are ignorant of the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His beautiful names, and they say a higher power or the forces or Mother Nature or the Big Bang or whatever they say, this is their only language that they know because of their ignorance to describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is free from what the oppressors describe Him as. Everyone believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, but Allah shows us His creation in order for us to worship Him. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us what He has created, so that we can know no one has the right to be worshipped other than Him, as Allah says, and that is your Lord. No God has the right to be worshipped except Him. He is the creator of everything, so worship Him. When you bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything, then worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by accepting Islam and submitting to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is what we're calling the people to when we give them da'wah to this deen of Islam, to show them the creation, to show that they have to submit to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When they see the sun in the sky, or the moon in the sky, that they know that this is the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah shows humanity these signs so that they can bear witness to His oneness, and so that they can know that He is the only one that has the right to be worshipped. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes in many verses, Allah tells us in Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 16, قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَارِ. And say, Allah is the creator of everything, and He is Al-Wahid Al-Qahhar. Al-Wahid, the one, and Al-Qahhar, the powerful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is also telling us that He is the creator of everything. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this verse is saying that which Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari is saying exactly, and there is no creator, there is no Khaliq except Allah. Ya ayyuha an-nas udhkuru ni'mat Allahi 'alaykum hal min khaliqin ghayru Allahi yarzuqukum min as-sama'i wal-ard la ilaha illa hu fa anna tu'fakun. O humanity, remember Allah's blessings and favors to you. Is there any creator other than Allah that will provide for you from the heavens and the earth? No God has the right to be worshipped except Him. How in the world could you be turned away from His worship? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is also showing us that Allah has blessed us with what He has created. And He has been generous to us. And He provides for us so that we can worship Him and worship Him alone. La ilaha illahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says almost the exact same thing in Surah Al-Ghafir, verse number 62, as He says, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. That is Allah, your Lord, the creator of everything. No God has the right to be worshipped except Him. So how could you be turned away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that He is the creator to show us that He is the only one that has the right to be worshipped. And this is what we benefit from, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. And that it has never been sufficient for anyone to just bear witness that Allah is the creator. And then case closed. I believe that Allah is the creator. If you believe, then how could you be turned away from this religion of Islam? From this deen of Islam? How could you worship your own desires after you bore witness that Allah is your Lord? And Allah is the creator. This issue of Allah being the creator is proof to humanity that Allah is the only one that has the right to be worshipped. And when we call the people to the worship of Allah, let's not get too happy into thinking when someone tells us, no, I believe in God. Well, repeat after me and accept Islam. Because if you believe in Allah, and you believe that He's the creator, then how can you be turned away from other than worship of Him? Then how can you be turned away from other than worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once you bore witness that He is the creator? And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us in this verse from Surah to Yusuf. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْفَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. From Surah to Yusuf, let me just check that. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and most of them don't believe in Allah except that they are mushriks. And most of them don't believe in Allah except that they are mushriks. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us what we've just been covering. And that is that most of the people, they believe in Allah, but they're mushriks. And most of them don't believe in Allah except that they're mushriks. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we were covering this in some verses before, that most of the people won't believe. As we saw in Surah Yusuf in a few verses before that, وَمَا أَكْفَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And most of the people, no matter how eager you are to guide them to the truth, won't be believers. And most of them won't believe except that they're mushrikeen. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that their belief is the belief that Allah is the creator. If you ask them who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, they'll say Allah. Or whatever ignorant term that will come off of their tongues, trying to refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they haven't learned His beautiful names and His lofty characteristics. They believe in Allah, but they're mushriks, meaning that they worship other than Allah, along with Allah. You believe in Allah, but you worship other than Allah, and that makes you a mushrik. You worship other than Allah, along with Allah, and this is how you are a mushrik. So everyone believes that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the creator, but this isn't what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from humanity. Just to bear witness that Allah is their creator, Allah wants us to bear witness that He's the creator and then worship Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn nor the mankind except to worship Me. And I haven't created the jinn nor the mankind except to worship Me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to worship Him. Not just to say, I believe in God, but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by submitting to Him in Islam. And this is what we are calling humanity to worship, to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no Khaliq except Allah, and certainly the deeds of the slaves are created and predetermined by Allah, as He says, as translated, and Allah created you and all what you do. As some people think that they are the creator of their deeds. They think that they have the power, I can do whatever I want to. And we were mentioning this before, a few weeks ago, in the issue of Qadr, that people don't realize Allah has predetermined even what you do. And some people think that He has the ability to do whatever He wants to, whatever He wants to. That He is in total control of His life and what takes place in His life or in other people's lives. As we were mentioning the example before, someone, he thinks that he creates his deeds so much that he says, as Fir'aun had said, that he can give life and take death. By bringing a person and killing him and bringing another person and sparing him, he thinks that he has the ability to give life and take death. And because of this, he thinks that he is the creator of his deeds. He is the creator of his own deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Allah is our creator, and He is the creator of our deeds, as Allah says, SubhanAllah. I'm trying to think of the beginning of the verse, as the middle of the verse is, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. Say it again. Yeah, it's like that. The meaning in English is the same, though I don't have the exact words of the Quran. And you didn't kill them, but Allah killed them. And you didn't throw when you threw, rather Allah threw. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the believers, when you went out to fight jihad fi sabilillah, and you were victorious, you didn't kill them. Meaning, you don't have the ability to take their lives. You went out to kill them. And if it was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree, they would be killed. And if it wasn't, then they wouldn't be killed and you would have been losers. And when you threw, and this is referring to when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up a handful of dirt and he threw it at the disbelievers, Allah said, when you threw, you didn't throw, but rather we threw. When He threw it, the sand, at the eyes of the disbelievers, and it entered into their eyes and they couldn't see and they turned around and the Muslims became victorious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them, when you threw, that you didn't throw when you threw, but Allah threw, that you don't have the success or the ability to be in control of the outcome of what you do, but that it's by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may be all out to do what we're doing. Like we gave the example, you may pull the trigger and then the bullet doesn't go out, or the gun backfires, or what have you. That you're set out to do what you want to do, but if it's not the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it won't take place. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand. And this is the point that Abu al-Hasan al-Ashari rahimahullah is showing us, that Allah is the creator of us and what we do. That you can't do anything except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for that thing to take place, to show that you don't create anything. And by create means that you don't bring anything into existence. That you don't bring anything into existence, that you can do nothing except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has that to take place. And this shows our need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we were trying to tell ourselves and the brothers. We can have the finest expertise. We can have the best brothers. And we can do everything right and be failures. And be failures. Because everything is by the success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to stop thinking that we have the control of the outcome. Because we put the best team together. Because we put the best team together, we think that that's going to make us successful. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make us successful. And this is what we try to keep in mind when we say that this deen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen is not in need of any sinners. And we don't have to think, because the kuffar may have the expertise that they have in this dunya, that we're in need of those kuffar in order to promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the final results are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine a man going to war and picking up a handful of dirt and throwing it at the army and being successful? except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever he will. He can make someone shoot one little 9mm at an army and win. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala can do whatever he will. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the opposite hand can give us all of the strength and all of the power and all of the numbers. And because of our sins, we can go into the battle knowing that we will be victorious. How in the world can we lose this battle of fighting one man? All of us. He has no weapons, we have the finest artillery. And then we lose. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created and predetermined everything, and nothing is going to take place except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already decreed this. And we saw this from the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, that Allah let them know from the battles that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made you victorious. As the Muslims, when they won the battle of Badr, and then in the battle of Uhud, they were so pumped up. Yeah, we were 300 strong in Badr. We were weak. We weren't even ready to fight, and we beat them 1,000 strong. Who's in charge? Who's on top? The Muslims are number one. Allahu Akbar. And the Muslims got too arrogant until when the battle of Uhud came, and the numbers of Muslims were big, and they were ready to fight. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them, if you're disobedient or you're arrogant, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can with all of your strength make you losers. And this is to show our need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by being believers in Him and obedient to Him, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make us successful. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And my success is only by Allah. And if anyone is successful in anything that he does in his life, he shouldn't attribute it to what he did. Because it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made you successful, and if he didn't want to, you wouldn't be successful. And if he wanted you to be a failure, you would be a failure. And this shows our reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our need of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because he does whatever he wills. And nothing is going to take place except he willed. And this only humbles us and makes us submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seeking His forgiveness and repenting to Him, as we know that nothing is going to take place except that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had willed it. And the slaves of Allah are not able to create anything, rather they themselves are created, just as Allah says, as translated, is there a creator other than Allah? From Surah Al-Fatir. Verse number 3. Is there a creator other than Allah? And as he said in Surah Al-Nahl, verse number 20, they did not create anything, rather they themselves are created. And as he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who creates like the one who does not create? From Surah Al-Nahl, verse number 17. And as he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are they created from nothing, or are they themselves created? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many verses like this in His Quran to show us that we haven't created anything and we haven't brought anything into existence, but it is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He does whatever He does. And as for those people from among the five percenters and the others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He challenges them in Surah Al-Tur. Are you created from nothing, or did you create yourselves? Are you created from nothing, or did you create yourselves? They say, I am the creator. What did you create? You were created from nothing, and you can't create yourself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them that they are just uncertain in the deviance that they are in, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only creator and no one can do anything. And they say, as some of the young foolish people say, yes, I created myself and I can create another me if I want to by placing my seed in the womb of so and so. Everyone knows that you can place all the seeds you want in the womb of whoever you want to, and if it's not by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is going to take place. If it's not by the decree of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then nothing is going to take place. And no man has to be convinced of how many times his seed dropped into the womb of his wife and nothing came about. But that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wills, He can bring into life whatever He wants to. whenever he wants to, however he wants to, because he is the Khaliq of kullu shay. And this reminds me of a statement, and I'll end this off, a statement of Malcolm X, rahimahullah, and it was from the days of Jahiliyyah, and then we'll bring it to our days of Islam, inshallah ta'ala. He was questioned, they said, Minister Malcolm, why is your program so successful now with the black people, and the other black leaders, their programs aren't as successful as yours? Malcolm X, he had said, all praise is due to Allah. He does whatever he wants to. Everybody plants the seed in the ground, and everybody waters it, but whose plant will come up will be determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe for this statement, Allah guided him to Islam. And we see in Islam, and no one should think, when he calls the people to Islam, or he's teaching the Muslims, and the people are accepting the da'wah, and people are accepting Islam, then he's thinking, I got the best da'wah. Should have seen the way I was calling them to Islam. Thousands of people have accepted Islam from me. As if he is the one in charge. You haven't said anything to anyone except that the people before you said it, and said it better than you. And except that there's other people doing it better than you do. But it's by the success of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see it. One person, you tell him to accept Islam, he says no. The next person, you tell him to accept Islam, he says yes. And the same thing with Islam among the Muslims. All of the people of knowledge have been teaching the deen for years.